Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmida, from Fayonabartak. Today's episode is about harmful gender stereotypes, caring or killing. Gender stereotypes begin in early childhood. Across the globe, bright pink and blue are excluded to be toys for girls and toys for boys, respectively. In the boys' section, you'll encounter science, construction, and warfare toys, perhaps a motorized robot or a telescope. In the girls' aisle, you'll get toys related to cleaning, prams, dolls, kitchens, makeup, jewelry, and crafts. Our survey exhibits that by the early years of primary school, gender stereotypes from a variety of sources have already influenced children, leading them to aspire to traditional male and female vocations. For instance, the top three choices for boys are careers in professional sports, science-related jobs, and policing or defense. Meanwhile, girls either want to be teachers, work with animals, or pursue a career in the arts. We have to dispute heresies about the roles of men and women in society, and we have to challenge them early. A way to pursue this is to end the sale of gendered and stereotypical toys, which research has shown can trigger inaccurate insights about gender roles in young children. Therefore, separating sections for boys and girls should be banned, and there should be plenty of gender-neutral toys available. Lego, the world's earnest toy maker, announced its future products and marketing will be free of gender bias and harmful stereotypes. This is a start. Hopefully, more companies will follow suit. We should stop telling children that what constitutes acceptable play depends on their gender. Let's let girls be scientists and boys be carers, if that's what they want. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta!